The Ginseng Hunter by Jeff Talarigo, narrated by Jason Ma.
The river begins in a single country and then crosses into another. From the North Korean mountain range of Hamgyong and the Chinese range of Nangang, small rivers and streams feed into the Tumen River. And like the many rivers that begin deep in the mountains, the Tumen, too, is erratic, running head high or shin low, half a mile wide or 50 yards narrow, depending on the season. It is a restless river, quickly leaving behind the pumice-capped mountains, running rough from its humble roots and sometimes during spring thaw, pounding over any flora that may be in its way. Ash and larch and white birch, a family of pines, Korean, white, sand. In spring, for much of the morning, the mountains to the east deprive the river of the sun and allow it only a few hours of direct light before the mountains to the west steal it for the rest of the day. By late April, the river remains frozen, shedding winter later than its surrounding landscape, this rugged frontier in the valley of the border region. Along the Chinese border in this first spring of the new century, a ginseng hunter stands along the river and watches it. That the river is frozen doesn't matter. Perhaps it is best. For this is how it was last spring, when the whole of this valley began to change to a place he no longer recognizes. The Old Century's Final Spring. High up in the coniferous forest.